Hi, I'm MJ Kelly.
And I'm Aiden Cox.
And welcome to episode 2 of On Your Left.
Today's episode topic, leftist ideologies.
So I think the first thing that we should go over today is a quick vocabulary lesson, just explain some basic terminology so that you don't get confused later on. So political ideology is a consistent pattern of ideas or beliefs about political values and the role of the government.
Capitalism is an economic system based on the private ownership of the means of production and their operation for profit. Central characteristics of capitalism include capital accumulation, competitive markets, a price system, private property, and the recognition of property rights, voluntary exchange, and wage labor.
We went more into detail about this on our first episode, What is a Leftist? So I highly recommend checking that one out and then coming back. Communism is a philosophical, social, political, and economic ideology and movement whose ultimate goal is the establishment of a communist society, namely a socio-economic order structured upon the ideas of common ownership of the means of production and the absence of social classes, money, and the state.
Liberalism is a political and social philosophy that promotes individual rights, civil liberties, democracy, and free enterprise. Neoliberalism is a distinct, different ideology from regular liberalism in that it doesn't advocate for laissez-faire economic policy, but instead is highly constructivist, and it advocates for a strong state to bring about market-like reforms in every aspect of society.
Conservatism is a political and social philosophy promoting traditional social institutions in the concept of culture and civilization. The central tenets of conservatism include tradition, hierarchy, and authority, as established in respective cultures, as well as property rights.
Libertarianism is a political philosophy and movement that upholds liberty as a core principle. Libertarians seek to maximize autonomy and political freedom, emphasizing free association, freedom of choice, individualism, and voluntary association.
Now we're going to get into the meat of the episode, a bunch of different political philosophies. There's a lot. This is going to be really dense, just warning you now, so you might want to break up this episode into a few bite-sized chunks. The first major category we're going to go over is anarchism. Anarchism is a political philosophy and movement that is characterized by the rejection of unjustified and involuntary hierarchy. Anarchism is a broad school of political thought, but it's defined by opposition to the existence of the state and to authoritarian structures generally. Anarchist ideas are often combined with anti-capitalism, direct democracy, egalitarianism, or individualism. The compatibility of anarchist principles with capitalism, Marxism, and nationalism are contentious topics among political theorists.
Individualist anarchism, it's a philosophy that combines anarchism and individualism to emphasize the desire for an anarchist society in which no individual is forced to become part of the wider collective. In this sense, it rejects both private property and the radical collectivism of some anarchist thought. Stronger forms of individualism include egoism, according to which the individual is the absolute priority among all other considerations.
Left libertarianism, also known as egalitarian libertarianism, left-wing libertarianism or social libertarianism is a political philosophy and type of libertarianism that stresses both individual freedom and social equality. Left libertarianism presents several related yet distinct approaches to political and social theory. In its classical usage, it refers to anti-authoritarian varieties of left-wing politics such as anarchism, especially social anarchism, whose adherents simply call it libertarianism.
Libertarian socialism is an anti-authoritarian, anti-statist, and libertarian political philosophy within the socialist movement, which we'll get into later, which rejects the state socialist conception of socialism as a statist form where the state retains centralized control over the economy. Overlapping with anarchism and libertarianism, libertarian socialists criticize wage slavery relationships within the workplace, emphasizing workers' self-management and decentralized structures of political organization. As a broad socialist tradition and movement, libertarian socialism includes anarchist, Marxist, or Marxist-inspired thought, as well as some other left libertarian tendencies. Anarchism and libertarian Marxism are the main currents of libertarian socialism.
Mutualism is an anarchist school of thought and economic theory that advocates a socialist society based on free markets, free market occupation, and use of property norms. One implementation of this system involves the establishment of a mutual credit bank that would lend to producers at a minimal interest rate, just high enough to cover administration. Mutualism is based on a version of the labor theory of value, which it uses as its basis for determining economic value. According to mutualist theory, when a worker sells the product of their labor, they ought to receive money, goods, or services in exchange that are equal in economic value, embodying that the amount of labor necessary to produce an article of exactly similar and equal utility.
Social anarchism is the branch of anarchism that sees individual freedom as interrelated with mutual aid. Social anarchist thought emphasizes community and social equality as complementary to autonomy and personal freedom. It attempts to accomplish this balance through freedom of speech, which is maintained in a decentralized federalism with freedom of interaction in thought and subsidiarity. Subsidiarity is best defined as that one should not withdraw from individuals and commit to the community what they can accomplish by their own enterprise and industry. And that for every social activity ought of its own very nature to furnish, help the members of the body social and never destroy and absorb them. Or the slogan, do not take the tools out of people's hands.
A subsection of this is anarcho-communism, which is pretty popular. You may have heard of it. Anarcho-communism, also known as anarchist communism, is a political philosophy and anarchist school of thought which advocates the abolition of the state, capitalism, wage labor, unnecessary hierarchies, and private property, while retaining respect for personal property, along with collectively owned items, goods, and services, in favor of common ownership of the means of production and direct democracy, as well as a horizontal network of workers' councils with production and consumption based on the guiding principle from each according to his ability to each according to his needs.
Green anarchism is an anarchist school of thought that puts a particular emphasis on environmental issues. A green anarchist theory is normally one that extends anarchism beyond a critique of human interactions and includes a critique of the interactions between humans and non-humans as well.
A subset of this is anarcho-primitivism, which, in my personal opinion, is kind of ridiculous, especially for those who suffer with disabilities and things that modern medicine and modern technology, you know, they need that. So anarcho-primitivism is an anarchist critique of the origins and process of civilization. According to anarcho-primitivism, the shift from hunter-gatherer to agricultural subsistence gave rise to social stratification, coercion, and alienation. Anarcho-primitivists advocate a return to non-civilized ways of life through deindustrialization, abolition of the division of labor or specialization, and abandonment of large-scale organization technologies. There are other non-anarchist forms of primitivism, and not all primitivists point to the same phenomenon as the source of modern civilized problems. Anarcho-primitivists are often distinguished by their focus on the praxis of achieving a feral state of being through rewilding. Once again, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot that anarcho-primitivists don't quite take into account.
Lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to disrespect anybody, of course.
Yeah. But communalism is a political philosophy and economic system that integrates communal ownership and confederations of highly localized independent communities. Murray Bookchin, a prominent libertarian socialist, defined the communalism he developed as a theory of government or a system of government in which independent communes participate in a federation, as well as the principles and practice of communal ownership. The term government does not imply acceptance of a state or top-down hierarchy. You've probably heard of communes before. Communalism is basically a federation of communes.
Kind of like how the states are to the U.S., but on a much smaller scale.
Exactly.
Now we're getting to another big group, the communism land. Communism is a philosophical, social, political, and economic ideology and movement whose ultimate goal is the establishment of a communist society. As we mentioned before, I'm not going to go over all of the stuff that involves that. But Aiden, please take it away with the first subset of communism.
Okay, so Marxism is a method of socioeconomic analysis that uses a materialist interpretation of historical development, better known as historical materialism, to understand class relations and social conflict, as well as a dialectical perspective to view social transformation.
Classical Marxism refers to the economic, philosophical, and sociological theories expounded by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, as contrasted with later developments in Marxism, especially Marxism-Leninism. As Ernest Mandel remarked, Marxism is always open, always critical, and always self-critical.
Libertarian Marxism, emphasizes the anti-authoritarian and libertarian aspects of Marxism. Early currents of libertarian Marxism, such as left communism, emerged in opposition to Marxism-Leninism. Libertarian Marxism is often critical of reformist positions such as those held by social democrats. Libertarian Marxist currents often draw from Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels' later works, specifically the Grundriss and the Civil War in France, emphasizing the Marxist belief in the ability of the working class to forge its own destiny without the need of a vanguard party to mediate or aid its liberation.
As mentioned above, left communism, or the communist left, is a position held by the left wing of communism, which criticizes the political ideas and practices espoused by Marxist-Leninists and social democrats. Left communists assert positions as which they regard as more authentically Marxist than the views of Marxism-Leninism espoused by the Communist International after its Bolshevization by Joseph Stalin during its Second Congress.
Leninism is a political ideology developed by, guess who, Russian Marxist revolutionary Vladimir Lenin. It proposes the establishment of the dictatorship of the proletariat, led by a revolutionary vanguard party as a political prelude to the establishment of communism. The function of the Leninist vanguard party is to provide the working classes with the political consciousness, education, and organization, and revolutionary leadership necessary to dispose capitalism in the Russian Empire. For the record, we don't like this. We don't like dictatorships. No.
Yeah. Not the best.
Not the best.
Marxism-Leninism, the one that you all have all been waiting for. We've mentioned it multiple times. Marxism-Leninism is a communist ideology and the main communist movement throughout the 20th century. Marxism-Leninism was the formal name of the official state ideology adopted by the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics and its satellite states in the Eastern Bloc and various self-declared scientific socialist regimes in the non-aligned movement and Third World during the Cold War, as well as the Communist International after Bolshevization. Today, Marxism-Leninism is the ideology of several communist parties and remains the official ideology of the ruling parties of China, Cuba, Laos, and Vietnam. Generally, Marxist-Leninists support proletarian internationalism, socialist democracy, and oppose anarchism, fascism, imperialism, and liberal democracy. Marxism-Leninism holds a two-stage communist revolution that is needed to replace capitalism. A vanguard party, organized hierarchically through the democratic centralism, would seize power on behalf of the proletariat and establish a communist party-led socialist state, which it claims to represent the dictatorship of the proletariat. The state would control the economy and means of production, suppress the bourgeoisie, counter revolution and opposition, promote collectivism in a society, and pave the way for an eventual communist society, which would be both classless and stateless. As a result, Marxist-Leninist states have been commonly referred to by Western academics as communist states. Now, one of the biggest issues with this is, I don't know if you've noticed, you know, I don't want to say piggy on the train of, you know, that wasn't a real communist state. But a lot of times what happens is the dictatorship that they instate for a temporary amount of time decides, hey, we really like power. Maybe we should keep the dictatorship instead of handing it over to the proletariat.
Yeah, so more often than not, that ends up happening, actually.
Yes. And so oftentimes when you see Marxist-Leninist states occur, you see that problem happening as we did with like Russia and places like that.
China and...
Which is very unfortunate, but very true.
Mm-hmm. Stalinism. Stalinism.
We have opinions about this man.
We have many opinions about this man. Stalinism is the means of governing and policies which were implemented in the Soviet Union from 1927 to 1953 by Joseph Stalin. It is based on Marxism-Leninism and included the creation of a one-party totalitarian police state, rapid industrialization, collectivization of agriculture, intensification of the class struggle under socialism, a cult of personality, and subordination of the interests of foreign communist parties to those of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, deemed by Stalinism to be the leading vanguard party of communist revolutions at the time. For the record, we hate this. This is crazy. Totalitarian police state. What?
It's why? Fascism under the guise of leftism.
It really is.
Yeah. Maoism, or Mao Zedong, thought, is a variety of Marxism-Leninism that Mao Zedong developed for realizing a socialist revolution in the agricultural pre-industrial society of the Republic of China and later the People's Republic of China. The philosophical difference between Maoism and Marxism-Leninism is that the peasantry are the revolutionary vanguard in pre-industrial societies rather than the proletariat. This updating and adaptation of Marxism-Leninism to Chinese conditions in which revolutionary praxis is primarily an ideologically orthodoxy is secondary, represents urban Marxism-Leninism adapted to a pre-industrial China. We don't like this either.
Nope. A lot of modern communist thought held by communist dictators are not great.
Not the best.
Nope. And then Trotskyism is the political ideology and branch of Marxism developed by Russian revolutionary Leon Trotsky. Trotsky self-identifies as an orthodox Marxist and Bolshevik Leninist. He supported founding a vanguard party of the proletariat, proletariat internationalism, and a dictatorship of the proletariat based on working class and self-emancipation and mass democracy. Trotskyists are critical of Stalinism as they oppose Joseph Stalin's theory of socialism in one country in favor of Trotsky's theory of permanent revolution. Trotskyists also criticize the bureaucracy that developed in the Soviet Union under Stalin.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, so now for another big category, we have socialism. Woo!
Socialism!
Yeah!
Socialism is a political, social, and economic philosophy encompassing a range of economic and social systems characterized by social ownership of the means of production and workers' self-management of enterprises. It includes the political theories and movements associated with such systems. Social ownership can be public, collective, cooperative, or of equity. While no single definition encapsulates many types of socialism, social ownership is one common element. Socialists disagree about the degree to which social control or regulation of the economy is necessary, how far society should intervene, and whether government, particularly the existing government, is the correct vehicle for change.
Democratic socialism. You've probably heard this term thrown around a lot. Democratic socialism represents any socialist movement that seeks to establish an economy based on economic democracy by and for the working class. Democratic socialism is difficult to define, and groups of scholars have radically different definitions for the term. Some definitions simply refer to all forms of socialism that follow an electoral, reformist, or evolutionary path to socialism rather than a revolutionary one. Some certain self-described socialists in America, you might have heard of them, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, among others.
We would like to mention, though, that these people aren't fully democratic socialists. They do claim to be, but they're more of like a social democracy type.
So. Yeah, but like a bit more left than that.
They're in a funky space in between.
Yeah.
A note that we would like to make before we close out today is once again expressed how much we dislike Stalin. Evil man. He did not do justice to what leftism is supposed to be. He turned it into something insanely fascist and bad. This has been On Your Left with MJ Kelly.
And Aiden Cox.
And we can't wait to see you back here next week for our episode, Feminism and Intersectionality.
Goodbye.
This episode hosted by MJ Kelly and Aiden Cox. This episode produced and written by MJ Kelly. This episode edited by Ethan Hexter. Bye.